as we continue to prepare to pray for rededicating America this coming Sunday, our focus today is to lift up all the transportation used to travel to and from this event and for those who will meet around the country to pray on this day. We also pray for those who will attend in person, online, and those who will meet in groups at home or other locations. So, Father God, we lift up all those that are going to be driving for their safety on the roads. We pray for no accidents. We pray for no cars breaking down, that they're able to get there without any obstacles or challenges, that they will be alert and not be on their phones or anything of that nature, that angels will watch over them as they drive to and from this function. And if anyone around the country is actually getting together as well, that they too would be safe. We pray for any of the road work that would be happening on the streets, the highways, or whatever, freeways. We pray, God, that that will not deter them or hinder them from getting there. We pray for flights to be on time and there be no plane issues. We pray that would be no sickness spread, that people would maintain the cleanliness, wash their hands and do all that, but that no sickness would spread in the name of Jesus. We pray for buses that are being used to travel, that they would have a clear path and uninterrupted train times. For those using trains to use to bring supplies or people, that no one would attend this event with ill intentions, protection to all those that are in attendance, and that people would participate and not just spectate, that they would be involved in the prayers, the praise, and the worship, and not be independent but unified. We appeal to you, Lord, for national renewal. There are periods in our nation's 250-year history during which pockets of the country have experienced spiritual awakening. And as we pray, we appeal to you, Lord, for an outpouring of renewal in our nation that would have a national impact. It is written, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. So we thank you and praise you for that which you're going to do this Sunday as we rededicate our nation. We do repent on behalf of all the sins that continue to be there in our country, the sin of the sex trafficking, the entertainment that is not of you, that idolizes Satan and worships the sorcery and witchcraft and the occult. We pray, God, for forgiveness for that. We pray that that is stopped. We ask for forgiveness that things are still spread around the world from that, but we're also grateful that you use the resources that America has as well to bring people to Christ. So we pray that will increase and the other will decrease in Jesus' name.